This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Edna Salinas. Date of birth, August 26, 1967. Case ID number is 916-0620. Date of exam, March 12, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a open MRI dated 6/18/2023 and 6/6/2023. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of sleep apnea, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, lymphedema, comma, decreased memory, comma, and tenosynovitis of the right middle finger. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she did office work for approximately 24 years. She also worked at the post office for 3 to 4 years and was a provider for 3 years. During the time that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her sister and niece, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, sleep apnea. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain. Number three, lymphedema. Number four, decreased memory. And number five, tenosynovitis of the right middle finger. History of allegations. Number one, sleep apnea. The claimant states that in 2012, she started to develop problems with allergies and sinusitis, but also had blockage of her nasal passage and developed sleep apnea, which was diagnosed to be a mild case of apnea. She states her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing one flight of stairs, comma, talking, comma, resting, comma, with seasonal changes. She denies any history of smoking. The claimant has never been to the emergency room, hospitalized, or intubated for sleep apnea. She is presently on fluticasone, 50 micrograms nasal spray QD, a Montelukast 10 milligrams QD, to help her with her allergies and to breathe through her nose. She also has a CPAP machine that she uses at night. She was diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea, mild, secondary to mild nasal obstruction. The claimant states that she does not want any surgery at this time and appears to be stable. Allegation number two, thoracic and lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2012, she started to develop back pain. She has been in multiple motor vehicle accidents, amounting to 6 to 7 accidents, and states that she also thought that her back pain might have been due to having large breasts, and she did have a breast reduction performed in 2017. However, her back continued to hurt her. She states the character of the pain is an aching, dull pain located mostly in the thoracic spine area that radiates down her arms. She has had no surgeries for her condition and does have a history of mild thoracic scoliosis. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 20 minutes, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. Her physician is Dr. Virgil de Dios. She does not have any assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, cooking, comma, and doing the laundry. She does no other exercise and does not go to the grocery store. She has not seen a chiropractor, but did receive 4 months of physical therapy for her back with minimal relief. She is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams BID for pain, which does give her some relief. She was diagnosed with thoracic and lumbar spine pain / strain. Her condition appears to be stable at this time, and she appears to be suffering most likely from spondylosis. Allegation number 3, lymphedema. The claimant states that since 2004, she has had swelling in her lower legs. She denies any history of kidney disease or liver problems, and also denies any problems with any kinds of cancer at this time. She does have some mild swelling of the lower extremities with varicose veins. She was diagnosed with lymphedema versus possible venous insufficiency. She has not been totally evaluated for her condition and has always been treated as though she is overweight. However, the upper part of her body is very slim. She's presently on no medications for this condition. Allegation number 4, decreased memory. The claimant states that since she's had all these problems in the recent years, since 2020, she has developed decreased memory and notices that she forgets things frequently. However, at this time, she is oriented times 4 to place, person, situation, and appears to be doing very well. Allegation number 5, tenosynovitis of the right middle finger. The claimant states that since 2022, she has developed synovitis of the right middle finger. She has been given 3 steroid injections with mild improvement. She denies any fractures or surgeries given for her condition. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness and somewhat of a trigger finger. She does have swelling and warmth of the lower extremities and states that she feels pain with change in weather. She does not feel pain all the time in her right middle finger, just occasionally. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or sweep a large room at this time. She has no assistive devices. And as noted earlier, she is on Tylenol 500 milligrams BID for pain, which does give her relief. She states the only physical activity that she likes to do is swimming, since it has a tendency to help her with the swelling of her legs. Family history. The father died of liver failure when he was 84 years old. The mother died at the age of 86 from kidney failure and sepsis. Medications. Fluticasone, 50 micrograms, nasal spray, QD. Montelukast, 10 milligrams, QD. Ozempic, 2 milligrams, Q-week. Trazodone, 50 milligrams, QHS. Citrulline, 50 milligrams, QD. And Tylenol, 500 milligrams, BID. Medical problems, lymphedema, lower extremities, tenosynovitis of the right middle finger, lumbar sacral back pain with spondylosis, and thoracic back pain, possibly secondary to a mild scoliosis. The claimant also has sleep apnea, obstructive, major surgery, breast reduction in 2017. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 99.8 Fahrenheit, weight 169 pounds, height 5 feet 6 1/4 inches tall, BP 136 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 28. General, this is a 56-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant states that she wears reading glasses only. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers, but varicose veins were noted on the lower extremities, along with pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. The claimant does appear to have some swelling of the lower extremities bilaterally, and it appears to be lymphedema. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. She did have below knee swelling of both legs, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is no more range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is no more range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. The claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices at this time. Could you please drop down to neurological? Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. The claimant does have a mild right middle finger tenosynovitis, but is still able to do full range of motion and to make a full closed fist and opposed fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally, except for some mild dysfunction of the right middle finger. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Spondylosis. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild lymphedema of the lower legs. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no basic restricted limitations in her workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses, number 1, sleep apnea, dash being treated with the CPAP machine, appears to be a mild case. The claimant was able to breathe at my office, and oxygen saturation was 98%. Number 2, thoracic and lumbar sacral back pain, dash normal physical exam. X-rays do show spondylosis. Number 3, lymphedema of the lower extremities, confirmed with physical examination, appears to be mild. Number 4, decreased memory, normal physical exam and normal psychiatric evaluation at this time. Number 5, tenosynovitis of the right middle finger, mild. The claimant is able to pinch, oppose fingers, and make a full closed fist. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Edna Salinas.